Praise the Lord. Message number 284. The title of this message, Humility, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 17, and let's read from verse 7 to verse 10. The Lord said to his apostles, But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, By and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink, that he thanked the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So, likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And I will read that also in the NIV version, Luke chapter 17, verse 7 to 10. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, Come along now and sit down to eat? Won't he rather say, Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, you should say, We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you because you always send your word to us to help us, to guide us, to encourage us, to refresh us, to transform us so that we'll go forward doing your work and your will. I pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, I pray that the message will help each and every worker and servant and minister of yours to understand your will, that the message will increase their faith, the message will impart your humility and the transformation of life, and there will be a fruit, and whatever your desire and will of sending this message shall accomplish and shall bring to you the glory and honor. I pray that your message, Lord God, will bring help, salvation, assurance, hope, health, healing, understanding, humility, answers of questions, and explanation of things that your people need to understand as they are going on forward in serving you. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statement so that your people will be understood and well fed with your word to go on and serve you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ narrated this parable about thy servant, and that parable speaks about humility. He said this parable to his apostles. Why he said that to them? Because they came to him. If you read Luke 17, verse 5, they told him, and the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. They came to him and they asked him, Lord, increase our faith. You know, to increase faith for many people would understand that there will be more miracles in their lives. When they asked the Lord, Increase our faith, they would expect that the Lord would do more miracles, more wonders. That, to some extent, is correct. But that is not the holy truth. The Lord will increase the faith of yours. He will increase the faith of His church and His disciples, either by making more miracles, and wonders, and that what he told them in what he told them in verse 6, what he told them in verse 6 to his apostles. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. See here, the Lord increased their faith by enable them and make them understand that they can do more sign and wonder. Here, faith is associated with more miracles in the life of the disciples of Jesus. But there are times that the Lord will increase your faith, not by more miracles, but by instruction, that your faith will increase by willingness to accept these instructions of the Lord. And what are these instructions? As we have read in the story and the parable that Jesus gave to his disciples, the instructions are linked with suffering, are linked with hard work and humiliation for the sake of Christ, as we have read in the parable that Jesus spoke about the servant to them. That servant who was working hard, that servant was suffering, that servant was with lesser privilege, but he continued to do the work that he was asked to do. You know, many who will come to Christ, when they will come, they would expect miracles and wonders to happen in their lives. And as we said, that is true and correct. But in addition to that, and in addition to miracles, there will be accompanied the miracles and wonders. There will be a period of suffering and spells of pain, and that should be expected. Many, they will expect and put in their mind that coming to Christ means privileges, authority, financial gains, leisure, and more and better facilities. That is not correct. It may happen occasionally, the Lord will give that. But most of the time, the Lord wants his people to be willing to humble down, willing to suffer, receive pain, hard work, better achievement, and more willingness to persevere and to have patience in achieving and performing their duties to the Lord. From what the parable that Jesus spoke to his disciples, we can put these points for us, for you and for me and for the church to follow. First point, expect to get involved in hard work of different kinds. You know, that servant, he was having not only hard work but different kinds. The servant who was working in the field, he was responsible on farming. He was responsible also on caring for the animals. And that is hard work, and two facilities was involved in. He was called to manage two of these things together. So in the same way for you, that as you come to Christ, you may be facing to do more work, to manage more faculties together. The second point, expect to get involved in long hours work. You know, we have read that the servant, he was working in the field as a farmer and as a carer for animals. When that servant was going home exhausted, there at home he would expect rest. But that did not happen. When he went home, we have read that his master would ask him to prepare the food, and not only to prepare the food, to stand for him, to wait for him until he will finish, and after that he can eat. So here, long hours of work, not only in the workplace, but even at going home at the place of rest, he was asked to work. The third point, be thankful that you have work to work, and food to eat, and a place to lodge and sleep. You know, from what we read in that parable, that servant has a work, and he should be thankful for that. Be thankful to your work, whatever hard work you have. This is the source of your income. The servant has a place to go back and to lodge. Praise God and thank Him for the bed, the room, the house, the place that you are allowed and you are able to lodge. Be thankful also to all the food and the drink that the Lord brought for you and make you able to eat and drink. You see, when you read that parable, if you take it in a negative way, all is negative. But if you take it in a positive way, you can see a work. You can see that you have a place you can come back to lodge and rest. And there is also food and drink promised for you to eat and to drink. The fourth point that you need to accept, that's how you increase your faith and that's how you humble down before the Lord. Don't put in your mind that the people will think about your hard work and offer you rest and food to eat. You know, when that servant, when he came back home, he did not put in his mind that his master would think or feel that he was working hard and he had labor much, and then he would offer him rest and food and also refreshment. You know, many who serve God nowadays, they would expect that the people whom they are serving will feel their pain and appreciate their hard work. That you know, that the people should appreciate your hard work and they will feel your pain, that should be true. But in reality, my brothers and my sister and my co-workers in the ministry, but in reality, man and people inclined to abuse and take advantage of those servants of Christ. You would rather expect and put in your mind that they will not appreciate, or they will not only appreciate, they will not feel that you are tired or in pain or you are suffering. If you are determined to follow Christ and save Him, then the details that, as we are expounding in this parable of Jesus, are good policy and strategy for you to adopt. Don't think that the people feel your pain. It is better that you will not expect and will find not people on that level of expectation. If you will expect, and then you will not find such kind of people, but you will not expect. And because when you expect and you think that the people will feel your pain, oh, you are so much tired, you had worked hard. You know, that is sometimes enough for you to feel refreshed. But if they will not say it, and you hardly expect that when you go home, your boss, your master, or the people that you are serving, they will tell you, oh, thank you. But if they will not say it and you are expecting to hear it, then you will be daunted and discouraged. That's why better not to expect. Number five, don't put in your mind appreciation, invitation, gratefulness, and gratitude toward your good service and deed. You know, we have read in the parable that he thanked that servant because he did the things that were commanded him. I think not. If you're still waiting for appreciation or invitation or a reward or gratitude or thank you in front of the people or sorry in front of the people, this will not happen. And also, when that will not happen, you will be undergoing frustration and discouragement. You see, when the apostles, they came to the Lord, they told him, Lord, increase our faith. He told them, change your attitude, humble down, then you will find your faith is more increasing. If you have faith built on the people appreciation, acknowledgement, a reward from the people, that faith is not a true faith. It comes from a pride and it will trouble you unless you get rid of it. And I pray that the message of today will help you to understand that You need to humble down. Point number six, review all what you need to do and be sure to do them all. Me and you, we are serving Christ, and from Him comes salvation. We receive salvation, we receive eternal life, we receive promises and rewards. Therefore, we are accountable to Him, we are accountable to Him, and our eyes shall be on Him and on His commands to do. You know, pride will make you look to get something from the people, but humility will make you see clearly that you are serving Christ and you do all what you are called to do in order to please Him. Say, I do all this what I am doing to please Christ. I do all this what I am asked to do or called to do or requested to do in order that Christ will be happy with me. Amen and hallelujah for that. Point number seven, check yourself now and see what are the things that you did not do. If you are discovering a new thing you are not doing, so speedily accomplish them. Take one moment, 1 minute, let's take every one of us, check yourself now. And what are the things that you are asked to do or supposed to do, but you did not do? Yes, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Yes, oh God, I will do. Yes, thank you, Lord. Reveal to me this. I will do that also. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. But I want to tell you, don't waste your time with argument and don't waste your time with self-pity. All these things will not help you. But rather be wise and use the opportunity of today to perfect your responsibility toward Christ and His calling into your life. I advise you to continue to be diligent in serving Christ by serving Him and His people. Point number eight, you know, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. We are unworthy servants. We have done only our duty. You need to crown yourself and your life with the humility. The statement that we have read, you don't need to say it, but you need to live it. It has to come through in your life. And that's here the secret of increasing the faith of yours and me as we are following Christ and serving Him. I pray that this word of God had helped you and had increased your faith. The standard that the Word of God teaches us to adopt, it makes our journey to heaven easier. You know, if you adopt such Word of God in your life, it will make your journey to heaven easier, less pain, less baggage, less anger, less grumbling, less trusting man, less unforgiveness, less self-pity. Therefore, come back to your sins and understand this way of life and service and ministry. Let's come now to the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive your sin. And if you are running in another standard than this word of God give us, then you need also to repent and commit your life to continue to serve Him. Let's come to the Lord in a prayer. Lord, tell Him, I come before You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You died for me on the cross, and You were buried and rose again the third day to give me eternal life. Thank You, died for my sin. Thank You for giving me eternal life. Lord, also I thank you this very day for your word that makes things clear to me. Lord, I ask you forgiveness for my pride, my arrogance, my expectation, my grumbling, my selfishness. I ask you forgiveness. Today, Lord, I commit my life to live for you and serve you, as your word in this message taught me. I am an unworthy, unprofitable servant. I have only done my duty and what I was asked to do. Yes, O Lord, Lord, help me. Sustain me, O God, to overcome my sinful style, to deny myself and be willing to serve you and serve your people. Lord, protect me and provide for me. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every brother and sister who pray this prayer from their heart, you help them, Lord, to overcome, help them to surrender their life and will unto you, Lord. Help them, Lord, to not to expect anything from people or from the world, or they will count, but they work hard. I pray in the name of Jesus, teach them more of your ways, humility. Let the message bring humility, increase of faith, and breakthrough in their life, spiritual life, that they will serve you in a more effective way. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message to your church and your people had accomplished. And take this message, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, and make at least those people who are in need of it and those who are waiting for it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.